Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, almost Friday.
It's Thursday.
Yep, it's going to be a good day. Mm-hmm. It's 7.05. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Radio.com. Get the Radio.com app to stream not only Alice, but our sister station, KCBS. You want a quick update? Head over there. Come right back, though. Come right back. Keep it here on the Alice.
Quick update.
Yeah, just a super quick one.
Radio. My colleague Stan does not like you as much as we do. Trust me.
Yeah, no, we love you. Stan is just, you know, trying to inform you.
He's indifferent. He's really not. There's no passion behind anything he's up to. Trust me.
I agree, Vin. Well said. Mm-hmm. He would love to hear that too.
I'm sure.
Let's send this over to him.
Sure.
There's no passion in that guy, except for the news. He has passion
right.
for the news
or the Giants. He does wear orange pants for the Giants. Mm-hmm. Actually, he's very passionate. I take all that back.
But he definitely doesn't like you as much as we do.
Right.
I'm with you on that. Radio.com, everybody. Sad news. Just 2 days ago, we found out that. Siegfried Fischbacher, of the half of the famous Siegfried and Roy Magic Act, has died just 2 days after announcing he had cancer, and 8 months after Roy Horn died of COVID. He died from pancreatic cancer. His sister says he fell asleep gently and peacefully, and that was it.
That's nice to hear. I'm sure the actual statement was he'd been tortured for months, but there, right there at the very, very, very end, yes, he fell asleep and went peacefully. But
yes, sure. Right. Well, I don't want to give you all the gory details.
Right. No,
you know?
I know.
Death
I
is,
just
death is not a... pretty. Cancer certainly not pretty.
Right.
So. Rest in peace, Siegfried Fischbacher, 81 years old. Okay. So when I first saw this Armie Hammer story, I really thought this is fake. There is no way he's talking about drinking women's blood and putting rape fantasies out. And I don't know why I can't suspect this of people. I always, maybe it's like Tiger Woods. I'm like, that's not real. Stop it.
Impossible.
Impossible. And it's not that like Armie Hammer is some hero of mine. I don't know about this guy. Whatever. He played the Lone Ranger. He was in that movie with Timothy Chalamet that I loved. Call Me By Your Name. Crazy great in that. I don't know. I've seen him a couple of things. Wasn't he the Winkelvoss twins?
I know him from the Facebook and from that.
The social.
Lone
I think
Ranger.
It's called social media. Social,
yeah, whatever it was.
The social network.
That's it. I'm like, what is it?
Dilemma's the recent documentary on Netflix.
Yeah. Right.
So, things are bad. Like, he appears to be melting down. The first thing I hear about is these, they're not texts, they're DMs, right? So it's like text, except that.
So he's writing someone and telling them sexy talk.
Apparently, multiple someones who he calls kittens. He's got all these little pets that he DMs with. He was married up until just recently. Been with this woman for 13 years and married for 10.
Did this cause his marriage breakup?
It sounds like she had been aware that there was some infidelity happening. And I want to say they separated in February and it was finalized in July. But I have six stories in front of me that I'm going to read you some nuggets from each of these things. So just to sort of sum it all up, a British tabloid posted some videos of him drinking beer and doing drugs while driving. Now, I don't know all about the drugs. I just don't. But at one point, he's in the passenger seat, and a man is in the...
It's getting weird.
Okay, he says, this is getting weird. Here's the guy in the driver's seat, and Armie Hammer is licking some kind of crystallized powder. I don't know, is that ecstasy? I don't know what that is. And then the friend says, no, there's more on there. And he goes back in, licking the palm of some dude's hand in the car.
Okay, but in this one, he's not the driver.
He's not the driver.
Okay. But in others, he is the driver.
Here he is. He's the driver. Now it's the camera seems to be balanced on the dashboard, and he's cracking a Miller High Life.
And these are videos he's sending to his kittens?
I don't know where this tabloid got these from.
Mm-hmm.
Someone.
But they're videos he's taking of himself.
So someone either has access to this, or he did send them somewhere to someone he trusts, who then, although why you trust chicks you're threatening to murder and drink their blood on DMs, I don't know. He's out of his mind.
Well, there's a lot of people who have an online life that becomes real life.
Right.
So maybe that's what he's up to. I don't know. You'd think, though, as a celebrity, I mean, even as a DJ, I've had girls write in and say, hey, I want to send you, write me on Instagram in the DM. Hey, I want to send you some pictures. You want them? No, I do not. I don't want to open any. Yes, of course, I would like to see all the boobs of all the people in the whole wide world. But no, I'm not opening myself to that trouble. No, thank you. And that's.
I bet this stuff starts small, Vinny. I bet it starts with, someone he was doing an exchange with. It gets a little, and he's so titillated by it. And then that peters out or whatever. And then he's opening himself up. He's Armie Hammer. I'm sure.
If I'm getting stuff like that, he must get tons of stuff like
every day. He probably has his pick.
I can't imagine what he's doing entertaining that, but okay.
So Armie's been the source of, this is Armie Hammer we're talking about, the actor, well-known guy. He's been the source of controversy since some alleged DMs of his leaked, where when I first read this story, there were plenty of people saying, that guy got hacked, I think initially he said, that's not me, it's BS, I won't even address that. And so I let it lie. But now after these videos, I'm like, okay, what is going on? So I start looking more into this, and I actually found the screenshots of some of this stuff, and it's filthy. I mean, it's,
Now, is it fantasy kinky talk? Or do you, because some of the words you've used here as you've described it to us are pretty over the top.
Some of it's actually really funny.
That's
like
what I mean.
He calls the girl the Michael Phelps of effing. Nobody quite has what you have, which is, I'm like, well, that's adorable.
Oh, so he's done her before, though.
Apparently so. And not only that, he's like, every time I do backdoor with someone, I picture you because you're the best at that.
Wow.
And I mean, it's sexting. That's exactly what it is. And it's filthy. But some of it is like, there's some weird stuff in there. Like, well, lots of rape fantasies, which people have. Then there's some cannibalism stuff. I'll cut off your head and eat you.
See, I mean, I think that's,
I'll drink your blood.
I would like to think that's just over the top nonsense talk, but maybe even almost if you knew the people, maybe they're doing that comedically. I don't know. But you could say, if you're trying to tell someone how much you like them, you know what I mean? Like,
I want to devour you.
Yeah, it's so over the top that it's ridiculous.
I don't know. There's other, eat is a euphemism for other things too.
Yes, absolutely.
He's had to pull out of a movie.
Oh.
He has exited a movie called Shotgun Wedding, which was an action comedy starring J-Lo. He is engulfed in controversy. He's also hitting back at, quote, bull-esque claims in his first statement that addresses these leaked private messages. Lionsgate confirmed, the production house confirmed on Wednesday that Hammer had asked to step away from the upcoming role right after he became a trending topic on social media. And so they go on to do a statement here. He says his thoughts on the DMs are, I'm not responding to these BS claims, but in light of the vicious and spurious online attacks against me, I cannot in good conscience now leave my children for 4 months to shoot a film in the Dominican Republic. Lionsgate supporting me in this. I'm grateful to them for that. Following the leaked messages, a string of negative press followed him with a bunch of people he has been with, or they allege that they've been with him, speaking out, reports surfacing about his lifestyle. Armie Hammer and a woman named Elizabeth Chambers have been married for a decade, together 13 years. They announced their divorce in July. They recently reunited in the Cayman Islands, where she'd been quarantining with their two kids. He's got a daughter, a six-year-old daughter, and a three-year-old son. So let me see here. She is, the wife is now calling him a monster after disturbing text messages purportedly written by him, mutilation, sexual dominance. She said the graphic content was a complete shock to her. I have seen reports where she apparently was aware that some funny business was happening, as sometimes you are toward the end of something, or maybe through the whole thing. Some people can tolerate a lot more.
Everybody's right. Sensibilities are different. I'm more insulted by the, and I would honestly be insulted if someone told me, every time I'm doing other people, I think of you. I'd be like, well, then stop doing other people. Like,
just do me.
I'm right here. What are you doing? That's so, what? How's that a compliment? I'm the best at that, so you think of me when you're, no.
So without judgment, because I agree with you that sexting can get, it's fantasy. And there can be some weirdness in that because you're trying to mix it up. I mean, it can get boring writing the same thing over and over.
Right.
There's really only so many parts that can only go so many places. So it's,
right.
he says, so I'll read you some of these because that's who I am. I'll read these. I don't care. This is one series of texts supposedly written by Armie Hammer, say, you just live to obey me and be my slave. I will own you. That's my soul, my brain, my spirit, my body. Would you come and be my property till you die? If I wanted to cut off one of your toes and keep it with me in my pocket so I always had a piece of you in my possession.
Yikes.
Somebody saw that and wrote, anyone got a good therapist?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. So these got out.
A lot of slave master stuff in this, too, which is disturbing in its own right.
Did the kittens release this stuff, or was he hacked? It doesn't change it. He wrote it, so okay.
Well,
but
he says he didn't. I'm just telling you, you know, here's the thing. There's screenshots. So clearly the kitten screenshot the thing because there's her responses. By the way, the kittens don't have to say much. He goes, there are pages of him writing and then her saying, yes, really? tell me more. I mean, honestly, there's some pages, the screenshots that she's not even on. So there's one woman who has shared these and he is, you know, these look like, I'm assuming it's Twitter. It is. Well, these are posted on Twitter. I'm not sure if these are on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, but it's his name with the check mark and then his side of the convo. Let me see if I can. I'm going to have to get close to these to read these. You're my angel. You're made to save me. You're mine. You hear me? Say it now. And she says, I'm yours. I belong to you. He says again, say that you're mine. 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 I own you now. I'll own you forever. I do. I'm yours, Daddy. Good girl. Your body is so effing perfect, and it's mine. And then that one fades off the page. Actually, maybe if I click this, it'll give it to me a little bit bigger. Let's try it.
All right.
No, it didn't work. Yes, how may I be of help, Daddy? Oh, my God, when you call me that, I like it. I get so horny. I need to drink your blood. I am yours, Daddy. I will help you. then he describes what's happening to his body.
So of the sex talkers that I know, you're the one. So you tell me, is this good? Is this good talk? You're the one that would know. Is he good at it?
Well, he certainly, it's interesting. I'll give him that part. Like, I, you know, this is nice mix up on this.
Could John learn a thing or two?
He goes on to say, thinking of holding your heart in my hand and controlling when it beats, I'm 100% a cannibal.
Whoa.
I want to devour you, but he doesn't say that. He says something else.
I don't think he means like actually cooking your skin.
No, probably not.
I think he's talking about something
else. No, I agree. I agree with that. I mean, just some of the visuals on it are just like, really, my heart? You're going to take my... Can it go back in? It's a little weird. It's titillating.
Did you read the part where he said he cut out a heart of a living animal for it and he's eating it while it's still warm?
Oh, no. That's the first time we're hearing of that. Yeah, she didn't read that to us. What are you talking about?
Well, I have more to go, but I'm sure that one's not in there. I actually had a hard time finding these today. They were much more available the other day.
They were.
Yeah, find me more stuff.
Well, but just because that's the only clean one out of this thread.
Right.
So
here's what I've thought about you so much. This is Armie Hammer. It's allegedly in DMs with some, he calls her a kitten. He says, I've thought about you so much. It's been so hard not talking to you. I know I needed to, but it was so tough. You are the goddamn standard I hold women to in terms of kink and enjoyment of doing them. You set the bar too high. You're like the Michael Phelps of effing. Everyone else just doesn't have what you have. Wow, okay, sorry. That came spilling out. I feel badly. If I said too much, I'm sorry. Every time I have been through the back door since you, the only way...
We got it.
And then she
I find offense at that. I don't know why anyone would be complimented by that, but okay.
Then he goes on to describe a rape fantasy about him and her. So that's, I guess if some people, you know, people are into all different kinds of stuff, you just ask the internet and they'll show it to you. Oh, really? That? Yeah, we got that. And then let's see. Yeah, just more of those, 100% a cannibal. And then he apparently left some kind of audio message.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where it comes from. Want to play a little of this?
Sure.
Did you have to clean it up a lot?
Yeah, I cleaned it up. I mean, it's not too filthy. Here it is.
Okay.
They were very risque DMs with someone who I was involved with in very much a sort of like... kink-based relationship, if you will. So a lot of said that also most people don't relate to. It's kink, it's niche, it's fetish, right? So that's bad. And as if that wasn't bad enough, think about this. You're having sex with someone and you say something to them in the heat of a moment when you're having sex. If someone else comes up to you and says, oh my God, I heard you said this to that person, like you said, out of the context, out of the heat of the moment, out of that safe place where it sounds perfect to say, it's a little cringy.
Yep, it is. But he's not wrong. If that is him. I don't know if that's him. They say it's
right.
him. It sounds like him. But
he quit the movie himself, or do you think he was forced out? And they allowed him to say...
Don't know.
I'm
gonna back away from this.
Because he's not wrong. There is a kink or a lifestyle thing here that may not be mass, you know.
Might not appeal to the masses, but
it's not palatable
we're allowed
to the
to
masses.
Like what we like.
Right. But you know, shining a light on it now, maybe he feels caught, but in reality there's no crime other than it sounds like his wife, you know, he was
Yes. He's
cheating
hurt.
On his wife, and
right,
she's
exactly.
clearly you know, left him.
And, you know, he didn't pick well when it came to people to keep his secrets. And I don't know what that audio is from. Is that a phone call that someone taped where he's trying to explain himself?
It's clearly not a phone call. It's way too clear to be a phone call, right?
You think? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the audio quality there sounds pretty legit.
Most people don't relate to.
That's pretty.
It does sound microphone-y, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's it. You're caught up now on the whole Army Hammer thing. The latest is those two videos, which I talked about so long ago, I've forgotten all about them, where he's licking drugs off some guy's hand, or they're being hilarious, one of those.
Sugar.
And then he's drinking a beer while he's seems like he's driving. The car, I feel like I hear the motor going.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, they're not defendable, and he's a celebrity. He knows he has responsibilities. People know him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell you, I know that I got driven to soccer practice more than once, and my dad had a beer between his legs. My dad was not a drunk. I am, but he wasn't. So it's not something that, you know, in the 70s, people did that.
Yeah, no, that's old school. The beer between in the crotch is if that's a real thing. I remember that well from my childhood as well.
Right. So, you know, I'm not going to. But still, he's a celebrity. Dude, you can't. What are you recording that for?
Well, you got to be careful. I hate to say it, but the more famous you are, the more careful you got to be. Just watch the morning show. You'll see.
And also,
you can't be boning someone in the back of a bar. You just can't do it.
We,
you know, that could really come back to bite you.
Hey, did you see that?
Speaking of devouring things, I want to eat that show up.
Have
like,
you finished
that
it?
No.
But you saw the bar scene?
I watched one and a
We're
half.
Talking about the
yesterday.
Morning
We're talking
show
about the morning
on Apple
show.
TV.
Apple TV. I don't know what took me so long to get to this one, because even from the get-go, it has Jennifer Aniston. It's about a morning show.
Right.
I don't know why it took me so long. I love this show.
It's pretty good, isn't
it? I love it. It's so, so compelling, so well done. It's so interesting to hear women talking about the realities of the Me Too movement. It amongst their in a friend situation where like, well, this and that and the other thing, and but then you would, I mean, it's actually super crunchy at times. Like there's an incident before all the stuff happens at the bar too. It's fantastic. I can't love
what
it
what number
more.
Are you through?
Three.
Oh, that's it.
Three and a half, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I think we got halfway into another one. I think I finished episode two.
All right.
I can't remember. I don't know. I'm way in, though. I'm in the middle somewhere. God, it's good. The morning show. Let me see what my next story is and decide if I can skip it or not. Actually, I'm going to just do this real fast because this is my favorite story of the day. Of all the stories, even the Army Hammer, which I love. Amazon is doing a Lord of the Rings show, and they are going to be spending close to, I don't know, does it come out to $1 billion? They're saying remember the three movies they did of the Lord of the Rings?
Mm-hmm.
It cost a total of $281 million to do those three movies.
That's it?
Yeah, they were 20 years ago. Things cost less then, I guess. They cost, let's say, almost $300 million. They are saying now that they're going to do, they've bought five seasons of this show, Amazon has. And it's the heroic legends of the fabled second age of Middle Earth's history, thousands of years before the events of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. So basically, they're looking to do their own Game of Thrones. There's going to be there's all the different races of man, and there's, you know, there's trolls and orcs and elves and humans and trees that are alive, I mean, or sentient. So they're saying it is going to take three times as much money. $1 billion, I guess. They're dropping $1 billion on it. More than three times what they spent on the movie trilogy. So I hope it's great. Let me see if it has a name for it. I guess they're just going to call it The Lord of the Rings Show. But anyway, it's coming up on Amazon, and I'm very excited about that. And that's going to do it for your 7 o'clock Celebrity Trash. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Bath salts make the news.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's never good.
Gross behaviors and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.